You could say service is a tradition in Madeline Steele's family. She served in the U.S. Air Force.
Both of my daughters went into the Marine Corps. One just came out after 13 years, the other one after five, both heavily disabled. I have a son-in-law that came out of the Marine Corps, another son-in-law that came out of the Navy. My daughter's father retired after 20 years Air Force, so I have quite a bit of experience with the military.
Steele came to Senator John Tester's third stop on a statewide veterans listening tour to share some of her and her family's frustrations with the Veterans Administration.
I myself have experienced excessive wait times to get in for medical care. Actually had the patient rep here in Montana look at me and say, this is at best rural medicine. No veteran deserves what would be classified as rural medicine. It's that simple.
Another veteran summed up the feelings of many by saying most of what he suffered from these days was waiting. Lost claims, paperwork, delays in receiving medicine, as well as prescriptions being too freely doled out and leading to addiction, are other issues brought up by veterans. Those who came ranged from pre-Vietnam through to recent conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. Senator Tester gave a synopsis of what was happening in Washington, D.C. to address the problems. He spoke of the Inspector General's recent report showing most veterans like the care they received from the VA once they actually got seen. Tester says the recently passed Senate bill adds more doctors, nurses, and telemedicine, grants vouchers for those who live far from a VA hospital or clinic to go to a local provider, and gives the VA secretary the ability to fire hospital administrators for incompetence. Tester says a committee is meeting this week to work on the House and Senate bills addressing problems with the VA. The committee will take both pieces of legislation, negotiate, and try to come up with a final draft that will go to the president for either a signature or a veto.
Well, I think the first thing we have to do is we got to pass that bill. It's in conference committee this week. We got to get out of conference in good shape. And then we got to, you know, hold the bureaucracy accountable for the job that they do in implementing that bill. And then we've got to put more transparency on the VA. I think transparency is good in all forms of government. I think it's obviously needed in the VA system.
Renee Gardner served in the Navy on aircraft carriers between 1975 and 1980. Gardner says he's been getting treatment through the Kalispell VA clinic for almost 30 years.
So, you know, what's wrong? There's not enough staff. These people here work hard and very diligently, and they care about us, the veterans. They take a cut in pay, they take a cut in benefits from the outside world to help us. But they can only do so much with so many people that are pouring into the offices, from the old-timers in the wheelchairs to the new kids coming back from the sandbox.
The Kalispell Clinic recently underwent an expansion, which added a mental health facility, something Gardner says is much needed.
We're trying to get a program going to set places up where veterans can come and camp and build a fire and set with and have camaraderie, voice their needs for themselves to us, the guys that understand. Because it's the old saying, if you're not an alcoholic, you can't counsel one. So if you haven't been in combat, you can't counsel a combat veteran because you don't know his language.
This idea of speaking the same language came up other times, too, with veterans talking about communication breakdown between themselves and those at the VA. Tester says there is a directive for the VA to hire veterans to help with this issue. Steele says she's hearing some good things, like transparency, and says no matter what, there will be progress. There has to be.
I mean, veterans are leaving the state to go get a disability rating because they cannot get a fair rating here. So it needs to be fixed because we have another whole slew of veterans coming up.
During the listening session, Gardner brought up an issue many others spoke of, lost paperwork. He says the law states if the VA can't find your record, you weren't sick. Tester called that crazy, and Gardner asked him to, quote, work on crazy for us. Katrin Fry, reporting from the Flathead.